I'm Sean Crawford, along with Tim Landis, business editor for the State Journal Register, and among the topics on this week's business report, small business is pretty big in Springfield and an historic home getting a new life. And Tim, first of all, let's start with the Meisenbacher House. People might recall it was moved from its original location. Where is it at now, and what's the work that's being done to it?
Well, this is the house at 7th and Jackson, just a little southwest of the Lincoln home there. And you might recall Court and Karen Kahn, who own Obed and Isaac's microbrewery and the Inn at 835, moved that home there. Well, it's been two or three years ago now, to make way for a Springfield Clinic expansion. Springfield Clinic and the city of Springfield both contributed some financial support to make this move. And now they've finally gotten around, they're converting it to a gift shop and coffee house.
How good of shape was this home when it was moved?
It needed a lot of work, and they, Court Kahn was telling us in the past week, they were able to get some of the materials that were salvaged from the original site and now are putting those back in the home. You might recall it was literally stuck in the street for a few weeks a couple of years ago. So it's taken quite a bit of work. They wanted to get Obed and Isaac's up and running, and now they're turning their attention to the Meisenbacher House. They're hoping to complete that by the end of the year.
Well, let me turn attention to the Carpenter Street underpass. The city is hoping there to fast track what is considered really the first major construction of rail consolidation. Give us an update on that project.
This would be a railroad underpass under the 10th Street corridor along Carpenter between 9th and 11th Streets. And last week, a Transportation Planning Committee agreed to include this project in their 2014 transportation plan, and we're talking about $28.5 million, so a fairly significant project. Now this all hinges on getting about $20 million in federal money, which goes to these type of high-speed rail and rail consolidation projects around the country. They expect they'll apply in June.
And again, this is really just the first step toward what we've been waiting for a long time, and that is that rail consolidation.
It is, as they have said all along, this is probably going to take at least 6 to 8 years. They picked this particular project because of the access hospitals need to get back and forth around the across the 10th Street line. So it's one they could do without a lot of disruption to the rest of the corridor. But again, unless they win the federal money, they won't be able to go ahead with this.
Well, finally this week, a small business wanted to focus on this a little bit because we know that healthcare and state government are the biggest employers in Springfield, but a new report has come out showing that small businesses really make up quite a bit of the economy when it comes to Springfield-Sangamon County area.
This is a report called Business Patterns that the U.S. Census Bureau does every few years. So we decided to take a look at that in view of what's been going on with state government downsizing and then the boom in healthcare. And these figures are for 2011. They showed there was about 5,300 private companies based in Springfield. And of those, 4,500 had 20 or fewer employees, and about 2,700 had four or fewer employees. So you can see it's still very much a small business town.
And really, what else can we take away from that when we look at that? Because I know that there are a lot of people saying small businesses are under so much pressure and many of them can't make a go of it in these days in this economy.
Well, you heard this a lot from the city economic development officials and the Chamber of Commerce in the last year or two, that that's where the job growth is going to have to come, a few jobs at a time among small businesses. Healthcare, for the most part, will take care of itself. There's going to be growth there just by the nature of demographics and the local economy. We all know about the uncertainty in state government. So when you look at these numbers, yes, this is where they're really concentrating on these small and mid-sized businesses to create jobs in the next few years.
All right. Well, Tim, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Tim Landis is business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.